so.
But during one of the snow operations.
Right. Chair, on your question about coverage potentially, but it's going to be well under our self-insured retention.
Self-insured.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
So that's all we have this month.
Okay. Thank you, John. Any questions regarding those four items under procurements?
No.
We'll take them individually, or can we take them all together?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Under procurements, I hear a motion to approve items 1 through 4. Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Move to the full consent board agenda. Thanks, John.
Sure.
Engineering.
Yeah, real quick, Director.
Yeah, sure.
So that subcontractor to Mythics for that Oracle software, they're headquartered in Burr Ridge, so yes.
Okay.
They're both based.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Directors. Engineering's got 15 items on today's agenda. In addition to the two land acquisition items, which are at the end, which we know we typically defer to the full board meeting, there may be one other item that's going to have to go to the full board meeting because of some recusals, I think.
Okay. But
we can
just
fine. Yeah, we can decide whether we want to still discuss it here or whether we want to just defer it completely and discuss it to the full board.
All right. Item 1 is a construction contract award. This is to upgrade the data room electrical infrastructure here at the Tollway Central Administration Building. This work is going to include, you know, replacement of all of our batteries, battery cabinets, installation of an uninterruptible power supply system, a power distribution unit, two new computer room air conditioning units, and various other electrical components. We received one bid on this contract. The award is recommended to Broadway Electric, who is the low bidder at $776,000, and they have committed to meeting our DBE goal.
What was the last upgrade we had to the system?
I'll have to find out. It's beyond what I can recall.
Okay.
It's been a while.
And there was only, are you comfortable with receiving only one response on this?
I am. I know this work is critical also. It seems to come in pretty well in line with our engineer's estimates, so we have a little bit level of comfort there. We followed up with some of the bidders, you know, to see, and this is an unbundled contract. It's a smaller contract. We contact the other big electrical guys like Aldridge and Devine and John Burns, and they claim they were too busy bidding on all of our other jobs that we have. So, but I do feel comfortable with this bid amount.
And Dave mentions, anecdotally at least, he's been here 6 years, and it certainly hasn't happened within the last 6 years.
Yeah.
But we'll make sure, we'll get a better answer than that.
Now it's 13 or 14, so.
And it hasn't happened while you've been here. Okay, so 13 or 14 years.
Mike?
I only have 11.
Item 2 is a construction contract award to procure and install a permanent truck scale at our Hillside Maintenance Facility. That's M2. It's on the Tri-State Tollway. This truck scale is going to enhance our overweight vehicle enforcement activities. It's also going to help us verify the accuracy of some of our bulk material deliveries. We received 2 bids on this contract. An award is recommended to Broadway Electric, who is a low bidder at
$487,000. The low responsive bidder.
Yeah, the low responsive bidder. One there, unfortunately, was disqualified because they didn't have the proper pre-qual from IDOT or Capital Development Board.
Is this a new tolling test site, or is this a new one replacing?
Well, this is an M site, M2, and all we're doing is adding a permanent truck scale to it.
Oh, M2, so it's a new permanent truck scale. I see the electrical contractor versus the GC on this. Was Aldridge, were they qualified? I saw they bid on this. Were they qualified to do that?
Yeah, they were qualified.
Okay.
I'm sure. It does involve some civil work and some electrical work.
Okay.
Item 3.
Back to the engineer's estimate. Can you tell me double what the engineer's estimate was? Can you explain why?
Well, no, the award amount on this one is 487, and the engineer's estimate was 407.
So then I'm looking at something else then.
I think you're looking at the item
passion.
That was actually.
Is that an old? Is there an old? This one is the truck scale installation, Broadway Electric. I don't know if there was something wrong with it.
item four, I think.
We're on item two?
Two, yeah.
We're on item two? Okay, okay. My bad, I had the wrong. We've got numbers, different agenda here.
All right, item... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead, sorry.
Should I move on to item three?
Go ahead.
So item three is a contract award for 162 acres of wetland enhancement and restoration at the Orland Grassland South Mission District. This work is a condition of our Army Corps of Engineers and our IEPA permit requirements for our planned improvements on I-90. We received four bids on this contract. Award is recommended to Herlihy Mid-Continent, who is a low bidder at $7,134,567.66. They did have a DD shortfall on this. They did go through the waiver evaluation process, and the Chief of Diversity and Strategic Development has signed off on it.
Any questions?
This is a mitigation from what site? So we're doing this to mitigate something we're doing somewhere else?
Some work on I-90. So we have a lot of, we do have some impacts on wetlands within that corridor because we're doing reconstruction and widening. And as part of our permit requirements, I mentioned that earlier, how Brian helps prepare those permit requests. You know, they worked with the Corps of Engineers and IEPA to identify this wetland mitigation site to offset our impacts on that corridor.
How is that particular site chosen? Is there a series of sites you can choose from, or is it just...
I'm going to defer to Brian, since we have to have him here.
glad to be here. So when we did at the beginning of the program, we knew, with the announcement of the program, we knew the work that we were going to be doing, and the counties that we were going to be conducting the work in, reached out to those forest preserve districts and any land managers and owners, large land managers and owners within those counties, and then the general region as well, said, hey, we have these types of projects, we're going to need large amounts of mitigation, do you have any opportunity areas that we can partner with you on? This was Cook County's priority site, and so we partnered with them on it. Right. That's how it was chosen.
Just curious. Thank you.
Okay.
Item four, I think we're going to...
This was legal.
This is, we're going to defer this?
No, this one I think we're fine on.
Yeah.
It's the legal item. Legal.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Item four is a construction contract award to construct a new maintenance facility building at ALSEP M1. You heard a little bit about this in Brian's presentation earlier. This building has been designed to achieve a LEED Silver certification. It'll be the first of its kind on the tollway system. We were happy because we did a lot of outreach and networking on this to really generate some interest within the construction community to go after this work for us, and we received 8 bids on this contract. An award is recommended to FH Passion, who is a low bidder at $21,768,000. I see all the bids came in pretty tightly grouped. We feel like we're getting a very competitive price for this work, and as I mentioned, we don't do a lot of vertical work, so we're happy to see that number of bidders coming out to bid on it. I will also point out, you'll see on your item summary, there's a very, very big list of subcontractors, and there's going to be at least 6 new DBE tollway subcontractors involved on this contract. I can get that number.
What was the square foot? Okay.
I believe I know the existing Phillips facility is 26,000 square foot, built in 1958. I'll have to get you the proposed.
I think we talked about it, so we should have it. We'll get it before the meeting.
I know we have, and I know it's larger because we're making adequate room within the facility to keep all the vehicles indoors. $96,000. Okay.
Yep, thank you.
Should I move on to item five? Okay. Item five is a construction contract award for interchange improvements at Genoa Road. This is an interchange on the Jane Memorial Highway. Work is going to include construction and reconfiguration of the Genoa Road I-90 interchange and two new alignments for the ramps. We received four bids on this contract, and award is recommended to William Charles Construction, who is the low bidder at $10,719,908.22. They've committed to meet RDV goal, and Tamio Cartage is one of their DV subs, and this is going to be their first time as a totally subcontractor. The bids came in pretty well, matched up with our engineer's estimate and the DV goal.
What will they commence work on this project?
Pardon me?
What will they commence work on this project?
I believe we are targeting getting this work going as soon as possible, so it typically takes about 45 days from...
45 days from here to actually staging.
Issuing them notice to proceed and them starting on it. Item number six is a construction contract award for the installation of various ITS, those are intelligent transportation system devices, including CCTV cameras, dynamic message signs, microwave vehicle detection system, and a roadway weather information system, along with some civil and electrical components related to future toll plaza on Illinois Route 390 between Lake Street and I-290. This is all part of our Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. We received three bids on this contract. Award is recommended to Aldridge Electric, who's a little bidder, $21,873,743.29. They are exceeding our DB goal, and they are bringing on Ridgeline Consultants, who will serve as a first time as a tollway subcontractor.
Any questions?
Item number seven. This is a construction contract award. It involves the construction of four bridges. They're going to carry Illinois Route 390 over Salt Creek and Mattel Boulevard. That's also going to include some widening and resurfacing work on Mattel Boulevard. Work includes what you would expect associated with that bridge and roadway work, plus earthwork, pond construction, and installation sewers and drainage structures. We received six bids on this contract. Award is recommended to Lord Construction Company, who is a low bidder at $18,336,563.70, and they've committed to meeting our DB goal. So I do like seeing that even though we have a lot of work that's being advertised, we're still getting a lot of bidders interested in our work and bidding on it. So I feel like we're getting the best out of the market that we can expect right now.
Looks good.
So item eight is a construction contract award, and this is for a new interchange at Illinois Route 390 and 290. So this is a significant component of this new Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. Work includes construction of the ramps from 290 to westbound Illinois Route 390, and also ramps from eastbound and westbound Illinois Route 390 to I-290. We mentioned this previously to the board, but I'm not sure if I need to call that, but we said there would be a need to do some larger type projects in our program. One was the Fox River Bridge on 90, and the other one was this 290 interchange. So this is one of those larger jobs where we really didn't want to break it down into any smaller pieces than what we have right now, because it'll get difficult to manage the maintenance of traffic through this very complicated interchange. We did receive four bids on this contract. Award is recommended to Jude Law Contracting, who is a low bidder at $63,973,525.45. This is their first contract with the tollway.
Or they've done work, transportation work before. I haven't seen them.
They've done a lot of work in New York. They are opening, and they have an office here in Illinois now. They are going to be utilizing all...
They're moving into this market,
yes,
right?
They're moving into this market. They have...
So they're based out east?
They're based out
new,
east.
Okay, so Lyle is a new address, new market.
Yes, they do have some individuals who were working at construction companies within Illinois before that they've now hired, and so they're very interested in competing in this market. They did give us the most competitive price on this. We did a thorough evaluation of their responsiveness to this bid and also their responsibleness, and I have recommendations, and I made a determination that they are qualified to do it, and they will. I'm recommending award to them.
Are we comfortable with the diversity goals that they've set?
Yeah,
you're comfortable?
They are bringing on a new firm also as a DB sub. It's J. Jasso Trucking. And you see, they have partnered with a lot of local, they're all local firms, all their subs.
Any questions?
So this next item was one that needs to be deferred. Maybe we just hold and discuss it at the full board meeting, because I don't know if the people recusing themselves likely won't want to discuss it here. So we can certainly just defer it and discuss it, present it at the full board, if that makes sense.
That's fine. Was Director Gonzalez wanting to item 9?
Yes.
Unless you have questions. I mean, we can discuss it here. That's fine.
I just know we wanted, presenting it at the full board versus here is up to you guys.
Well, let's defer to the full board for discussion if everybody's okay with that.
Okay,
that's fine.
All right. The next two items are construction change orders, extra work orders, and they are proactive measures that we're taking. We need these, or we anticipate that we may need these dollar amounts and this type of work to address the unsuitable soils on I-90. So you heard me mention that several times. We've had change orders and extra work orders. Unfortunately, when these new contracts for 2014 were bid and awarded, we didn't necessarily have all that information, so we didn't bump up the quantities in those existing contracts. So we're anticipating that we're going to run into the same thing when they go out there and do the westbound work. So we're asking for your approval to have these items ready to be utilized if they encounter it, and we anticipate that they are going to encounter the same type of soils that they did when they were rebuilding the eastbound direction. So item 10 is a change order, extra work order, requesting funding in the amount of $467,880.92. It's on contract 4124, Plody Construction, to anticipate anticipated soil modification that's going to be required to address unsuitable materials. The work will be performed by non-DB participants. However, they have committed that they will continue to meet the overall DB goal for this contract.
I'm okay if I see the one at 3% and they've committed to 19 or 20%.
They're just starting.
Okay.
Yeah, we're being very proactive.
Because you're being proactive on this one.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to bring it to you at the end. We wanted to kind of go into the...
In anticipation of the soil.
Yes.
Yeah. Just
and we based the estimate completely on what we had last year as the required quantity, and we just are adding that same amount to the westbound. Item 11 is the exact same reasons, and this is on the adjacent contract. This is contract 4133 with Kern, $440,481.18, and they also are committing to meet the overall goal for this contract.
Any questions?
So I have one final release of retainage. No, I have two final releases of retainage. The first one is item 12. This is on contract 5674. We're asking for approval to release their federal retainage amount of $56,800. This contract was for work they did on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. The contract was completed within budget. Their DBE berm to date is still being evaluated by diversity. They are very, very, very close to meeting this goal, so they just need a little bit more time to go through the paperwork. So item 13 is a request for final release of retainage also in the amount of $217,578.86. It's on construction contract 4113 with ASP PDM Bridge. This contract was a very specialized contract. They were only fabricating and providing steel beams to us, I believe. So that is the explanation why there's no subcontract in this contract, so it did not have a DBE goal. The contract was completed within budget and work is well accepted.
Okay.
And then the last two items are both updates to the environmental requirements that were required to reasonably describe property that we need to build a combination, once for the Algin O'Hare and once for I-90, which we will share with the full board.
We'll defer
14
and
15
to the full board.
Yes. So 9, 14, and 15 will all be re-presented at the full board.
Any questions regarding the items? Any questions? No, I'm item 6, I know that you just opened those bids.
Yes.
So we'll get the diversity detail by next week's board meeting. I know the detail wasn't broken down yet because I know this is just open.
Yeah, the breakdown.
Yeah.
I believe it is getting completed as we speak. The overall goal was 19 and they have committed to 20.11 and we will be able to give you that detailed breakdown.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's no objection. Can we take under engineering items 1 through 8? We're okay with that?
Okay.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion moves to the full board consent agenda. Item 9, we will be deferring to the full board for discussion. Do I hear a motion? Are you okay with taking 10, 11, 12, and 13 together? Okay. We have a motion to approve those items.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. Items 14 and 15, we will defer to the full board for discussion. Thanks, Paul.
Sure. Just to get back on that replication software from item number 1 on our agenda. So not only will it be utilized to transition over data from our current system to the new Accenture system, we're also going to use it for our disaster recovery site in our ERP initiative when that moves forward. And it doesn't just apply for any Oracle databases, it's across multiple databases as well. So if you have any other questions, we do have some from IT here to field any questions.
Thank you. That's what we're looking for. Legal. Counselor.
Chair, yes, was item 13 on engineering's agenda addressed enough?
Yeah, we took item 10, 11, 12, and 13 together, both the two change orders and the two final reliefs, all four together. Legal.
Hey, thanks, Brett. Good morning. We have a few items and a few alterations from the posted schedule. Item number 1 is the is what we're terming an IGA. It's actually the grant agreement with the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. This is what Brian was discussing with us this morning, which will allow for a grant up to an amount of $248,000. Brian had a little more precise figure. I think he had 243 and some change up this morning, but it will be up to $248,000. To install a 200 kilowatt solar photovoltaic system at the M1 facility that Paul was describing earlier. So very pleased to be entering this. This is in substantially similar form to what we'll finally execute. There's a year from Brian. He's doing a little bit of fine tuning with the CEO. So that's item number 1. Item number 2 is with the Tollway and the Itasca School District 10. This is an IGA related to road closures in the area of 290 and Thorndale. There's going to be a number of road closures in this school district. And for approximately 53 school days, the district envisions needing some additional busing service with smaller buses to get into the closed roads easier. And so the tollway is going to chip in for that expected period between September and November, and the grand total amount of $16,390. This is with getting the kids to school. Item number three is a similar agreement to what the board has been dealing with in recent months. This is with Kane County and IGA related to the bridge carrying Route 59 over I-90. It needs to be reconstructed. We call this a Type 2 bridge restructure. And that means the tollway will be paying all costs related to the bridge modifications. That is not cost obviously included in this agreement. That's dealt with in Paul's construction agreements. And this sets out the obligations between the tollway and Kane County following construction related to maintenance, with the county essentially picking up full maintenance of the bridge, with the exceptions of the underlighting part that is typically a tollway pickup. That is item number three. Item number four, we expected to be close, but we have a bit more discussions ongoing, so we will move this one to discussion at the full board meeting, but we do expect it will be ready. This relates to some petroleum pipeline relocation in connection with Elgin O'Hare, so we will defer four. Item number five is okay to proceed. This is a similar agreement, but relating to fiber optics that need to be moved for a company called Vinicom. This is electronic communication lines that are all off-site, so off-tollway land, meaning these are not permitted on the tollway, and by tradition that means the tollway will be paying for the full move of these lines. That is an estimated amount of $50,000, and this is a standard one we've seen from time to time under Move Illinois. So those are our items. Item number six, which we had posted, is actually still under discussion as well. Don't know that it will actually be deferred, but we wanted to have it on in case we were ready to go today.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions regarding those IGAs? Okay. There being none, any opposition taking items under legal 1, 2, 3, and 5 together? Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed. It moves to the full consent board. Item 4 will be deferred to the full board, and item 6 has been pulled.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Any unfinished business? Any new business? I don't think we need executive session, do we?
I think so.
Okay. Anything else? Nothing? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.